listen to Joe talking about his cousin's wedding and tick the correct answers.
Hi, Linda. This is Joe speaking.
Hi, Joe. You're back again? How was your cousin Pa's wedding?
It was really nice, and the bride and groom looked so happy. They were bursting with love.
What did the wedding dress look like?
I don't remember exactly, but I think it was white with lots of frills and lace. But I can show you a photo next time we meet.
That'll be great. And the groom? What did he wear?
His suit was white, too, or off-white.
And the wedding bouquet?
He had white and salmon roses.
Did you like the wedding ceremony?
Yeah, it was really solemn. The father of the bride accompanied her to the altar, where the groom was waiting. And behind the bride, there was the loveliest girl I'd ever seen. My mother whispered to me that was Angela, the bride's 14-year-old sister. I can tell you that my heart started beating like mad. On a small pillow, she carried the wedding rings. She was all in white, like the bride, and had roses in her hair. She put the rings on the altar, and then she sat down next to me. Imagine, next to me. I was so nervous that I could hardly breathe. During the wedding ceremony, I only had eyes for her. I was sitting very close to her, and my arm touched hers. I forgot about the wedding, and I didn't realize that the couple had already said their marriage vows and had exchanged their rings.
My goodness, you have fallen in love.
Yeah, kind of.
But please go on talking.
Well, I was dreaming sweet dreams, and I saw myself and Angela walking down the altar, hand in hand, when suddenly there was extremely loud organ music. I startled. I nearly fell off the bench. Angela laughed at me, those white teeth. Then we left the church, and I went with Angela.
I bet you had wobbly knees.
Absolutely right.
How was the meal?
I don't remember. I only had eyes for Angela. Unfortunately, I couldn't sit next to her, because we all had to sit on the seats reserved for us. And so I sat with my family and Angela with hers.
Was there a wedding cake?
Of course, and that part I remember well, because the groom made a big chocolate stain on his white shirt.
How embarrassing.
No, it wasn't. Everybody laughed, even the groom and the bride. Thank heavens that the official wedding photos had already been taken. And then I worked up the courage to go over to Angela. It's now or never, I thought. And I tried to act all cool, bowed down to her and said, "Come on, girl, let's hurry up and grab a delicious piece of cake." And I took her hand and hurried to the wedding cake with her.
You didn't.
I did. It was so easy. And then we enjoyed our piece of cake and stayed together the whole evening.
Will you see her again?
Of course I will. Next weekend, we're going to the cinema together.
Good news. Congratulations, Joe.
Thanks, Linda. See you at school tomorrow.
See you, and don't forget the photos.
All right, I won't.